Erie County's 7-day positivity rate has fallen to 4.2%, the lowest it's been since October. Meanwhile, the death toll this month is on track to be close to half of what it was in January. Hospitalizations have also dropped about 26% over the last 2 weeks. County Executive Mark Polenkars says these are encouraging signs.
So we've gotten through the fall and winter, and we are headed in the right direction when it comes to the positivity rates.
But it comes as Erie County got confirmation of its first two cases of the UK variant among 18 new cases Tuesday statewide. The variant, first discovered in Great Britain, is more contagious and more deadly. County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein says the two local variant cases were collected back in late January, with quarantining and contract tracing already completed. Still, she expects to eventually see more variant cases.
So this is really considered this just the beginning of more variant strains that are identified in Erie County and throughout New York State and throughout the rest of the United States. That's why it's really important that we vaccinate as quickly as possible.
Plus, Polenkars notes the county has had 13 people under the age of 60 die of COVID so far this month. In fact, the county has had more people under 60 die in the last 4 months than in the first 8 months of the pandemic combined.
So whether it's the variant or just plain old regular coronavirus, COVID-19, it can kill you. And we just want everyone to act appropriately so that no matter which one it's out there, you're protected from it.
13.5% of county residents have received at least the first dose of the vaccine, while 8.3% have received their full dose. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.